countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following.
Fresh.
And now, your host, Chris. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're diving into episode number 243, and what a special episode we have for you. First of all, we're going to uncover the secret to Trader Joe's success. Trader Joe's, the big chain, the big grocery store chain that so many of us have heard about or shopped at or know about or know someone that shopped there because they have somewhat of a cult-like following. And we're going to dive into how they developed that and how they got that. They got it on so many fronts. We're going to dive into that. I'm so excited. But also a special announcement. If you happen to be listening to this podcast the day that it released, then just know that tonight at 8 p.m. on our Facebook page and hopefully our YouTube page, we will be going live with our show. Our show is coming back, a live edition. We do it. It's a full production show. We're going to talk about these types of things and even wider, deeper, and more. That's what we're really just making it bigger and better, taking the podcast content that you guys are so used to now and being able to put a face to the voice, interact with me and also the rest of the audience. Tons of people show up to these shows and you can comment and learn from other owners, other plumbers, other people in the industry just like you. This is the community area where you can not only grow and learn, but really just have a lot of fun and share some of your own wisdom. Again, that's tonight at 8 p.m. We're doing our pre-launch show. And then after the 4th of July week, I think it's July 12th. I think that week is that Tuesday and Thursday is when the show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, on our Facebook page and YouTube page, The Plumbing Sales Coach. You just go into Facebook. You can either go to www.facebook.com/ The Plumbing Sales Coach, or you can just search us in the Facebook page. Also, while we're on the topic, you might as well go ahead and head on over to our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Get our ebook, which is completely free, The Three Lies, The Three Things You're Being Told That Are Keeping You From Making Revenue. You need to go download that ebook and also request access to our new free, completely free training platform for you and your team. Just go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. And like I said, today's episode is going to be a little bit of a special episode because we're going to get more into this tonight on the show. But today we're talking about the secret to Trader Joe's success. And there's really three things that you can implement as a plumbing business right now as it relates to what some of these things that Trader Joe has implemented and really pointed to their own success, pointed to their own ability to create such a customer following. That's what the Fresh brand's all about. That's what we're about here, is helping you create a massive customer following. And when you think about a company like Trader Joe's who's done that, we ought to look at what they've done to do it. I mean, they're dealing with the same consumers you're dealing with. These are the same customers that you go into on a regular basis and do plumbing. And the first point that I really found fascinating with what Trader Joe's does, and we say this here at the Plumbing Sales Coach all the time, but the employee is the first customer. The employee is the first customer. Now that's a Plumbing Sales Coach training statement that we make in our trainings. Trader Joe's has a slightly different view on it, but it's still the same concept. Here's what Trader Joe's is all about. It says, and we pulled this from an article that we read. I don't have the art. It's helpscout.com. Exceptional customer service was the article. And what it was, exceptional customer service companies was the article. And what they said was Trader Joe's has a cult following for a reason. The private-owned grocery chain with locations across the country always prioritizes employees and customers. Always prioritizes employees and customers. Not just customers, not just employees, but employees and customers. I find that fascinating because they see them one in the same. As do I. I believe wholeheartedly that if you're an employee somewhere, if you're working for someone, there's some pros and cons to that. One of them is that you're the first customer. That's the pro. Another pro to that is that you should be in a place where you can be basically put in an environment where you can thrive. And owners, if you're listening, hear me on this. Put your employees in a position where they can thrive. Something that I try to get better at myself. You know, this is something that I'm constantly working on myself, always. Always trying to get better at how I can help my employees be better. You know, they've got their own aspirations. They've got their own desires. They've got their own dreams. They've got their own wants. Help them achieve them. Help them get them. And your employee is your first customer. I mean, we can't, you know, a lot of people ask me what I think about on-call. I think on-call is pointless. I know a lot of people can show me a lot of revenue that was made on-call. But I could show you a lot of money that was lost because of on-call. Or I could show you an employee you lost because of on-call. Or I could show you a customer who didn't get real good experience because it was at 2 a.m. Hundreds of those. The employee is the first customer. I remember, look, I think it's Elon Musk. He says, train your employees so well that they can leave. Treat them so good that they don't. There's wisdom in that. There's a lot of wisdom in that. So that's the first point. Now, look, if this resonates with you, if you're like, oh my gosh, this is more, please tell me more. This is great. I totally buy into this. I believe in this. I believe in this idea of always be serving, service over sales, this concept of giving people options, this concept of going in and being a professional, treating people with respect when you go into their home, when you go in to serve them. If that's what you're about, then that's what we're about. Then you're a part of the Fresh Force. Be an advocate. Let people know you're a part of the Fresh Force, meaning you're someone who takes the Fresh brand serious. You look at that and you say, that's a brand that represents service. That's a brand that represents putting people first. That's a brand that represents this idea of helping customers get what they want, what they need, the convenience, all of the different factors that go into that. If you're a part of that, if you believe in that, you are a part of the Fresh Force, let us know. We want to send you something. Email us. Put a shout out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever, whenever, however. I don't know how it all works anymore. I can barely keep up with my own Facebook logins. But I can tell you right now that we see you and we appreciate you. We love the messages that we get. It inspires us to continue on. And we love that the Force is growing. As they say in the movies, may the Force be with you. All right, so listen, this leads us into our second point. And if you're a part of the Fresh Force and you're an advocate for that kind of a thing, then this is gonna match right in. Here it is. You ready? Number two. Remember, number one was the employees first. Number two is value stacking is in their DNA. It's how they handle all things. Now, value stacking is in their DNA. I wrote it like that as I was thinking about it. They don't just do value stacking. McDonald's does value stacking. Convenience stores does value stacking, but it's not in their DNA. Trader Joe's has value stacking in their DNA. Listen to this little passage I read, and just it's so multifaceted. It blows my mind. Let me just read it. The company gives excellent benefits and promotional offers opportunities to team members and passes on savings from their private label approach. Now here it puts in parentheses, all their products are Trader Joe's brands. Not sure if you guys knew that. Every product that Trader Joe's carries is a private label brand, Trader Joe's brand. And they deliver that savings onto their customer. Value stacking is in their DNA. They understand that the customer is their employee is their first customer, and they value stack their employee, their first customer, by giving excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. They basically, to give someone a promotional opportunity, you have to cast vision, you have to show growth within your own company, you have to show opportunity arising, and then people got to go grab it. You can't just be four trucks for the next 12 years and then wonder why the guy left. You can't just be working out of the garage forever. You know, if you're working out of your garage right now, if you're a brand new company working out of your garage right now, I commend you. I get it. I understand it. Press on. But at the same time, that can't be the end game. If you've got a shop right now that doesn't look like it belongs to you and your company, first of all, it should look at least like a company. I mean, it should look at least like a business. But hopefully it looks like your business, like a well-branded shop, your business, clean, organized, representing you. Hopefully you're doing that already. But in order to show an employee that there's future growth, there's future opportunity, or there's a place for me to go other than just into Mr. and Mrs. Whitaker's house or Mr. and Mrs. Smith's house over and over and over until finally my back gives out, you've got to grow. You've got to provide that opportunity. You've got to show it. You've got to cast that vision. You've also got to give your employees benefits. You know, we do something a little unique here. We use Allstate supplemental benefits for our employees. It's an extra perk. We did last year. We did a VIP membership deal to Topgolf for the year. Employees could use it, take their families, take their friends. Some employees used it more than others. I mean, some employees used it more than others. But you basically could just have a day of fun on the company. Have a moment of relaxation and treat others and kind of let that overflow. What kind of benefits do you have? Not a lot of people have that particular benefit, so it's hard to compare me to another potential employer. How do you separate yourself? How do you value stack your own company in a way that it separates you from the competition? And then did you hear that quality inside of the private label approach? I mean, this is plumbing 101. So offer supplies, offer materials, offer things that you can only get from a supply shop. Don't offer the A. O. Smith water heater from Lowe's. Don't offer the knockoff brand, whatever. Offer the good stuff. Offer the stuff from the supply shop. Even the deltas at the supply shop are made differently. If you've been listening to my show long enough, or this podcast long enough, or you're in my trainings, my goodness, I've beaten this horse. This horse can't get beaten anymore. But you gotta go to the supply shops to get your materials and your parts. Even the copper's different. You got to go get quality stuff and install it. Be a professional. Separate yourself from the competition. You can't go to Trader Joe's and then go to another store and compare their pricing or compare their products because it's private labeled. And they have a niche on that even. It's more of a healthier version, healthier side of the aisle on all their products. And with doing so, with having a very clear objective, with having a very clear position, not only in their market with relates to their customers, but as it relates to their employees, they have separated themselves. They've allowed their employees to be first. They've allowed the value stacking to flow through their DNA onto their employees, onto their customers, and onto their entire business model, even all the way down to the way that they stock the shelves with private labels. Limited selection. They have options, but they have a limited number of options. They keep it simple to shop there. They keep it affordable to shop there. And they keep it, ready, desirable to work and shop there. So much magic in that last statement. So much wisdom in that last statement. I hope you guys get that last statement. They keep it desirable to work and to shop there. Is your place desirable to come to? Is it a place that you wake up and get excited to come to? Because your employees won't if you aren't. How can they be? All right, before we dive into point number three, which kind of, I'm going to tell you guys this really cool story of this 89-year-old man in Trader Joe's. But before I do that, I really want to make sure that we understand what the whole point of this is we put this podcast out so that you guys can get information, get training, get motivation, get what you need to get where you're going, to get where you're trying to go, to get where you want to go. That's my objective, is to help you do that. We do it through the podcast. We're bringing the show back again tonight, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Facebook, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go on there, follow us, subscribe to us, check us out. You'll get notified. But you want to watch that show because that's what we're doing. The show and the podcast is free. On top of that, we're going to offer you free training for your company, for your owners, for your service managers, for the CSRs, for the technicians. Go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com and you can get this information. We've even got a free ebook on there for you to get information about how you're probably maybe making three common mistakes that most people make, most business owners make, most businesses make as it relates to their service plumbing business and not being able to generate the right kind of revenue, or things just aren't clicking on all cylinders, or something's not working out. It just seems like you're working harder, but you're not making any more. You're running ragged. You're running tired. You can't. What in the world? Reach out to us. We've got solutions. We've also got programs that you can get into. Our coaching program is completely full, but you can get on a waiting list, and we have other programs that you can reach out to us about. Again, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com and get y'all free stuff. All right, listen, guys, and ladies, and kids, and people, and babies, dogs, whoever's listening. The point is, to number three, is kind of, it's a statement that we live by here. I mean, it's everything to us, and you've heard it over and over and over. We say a couple of things around here pretty consistently. One is always be serving, and the other one is service over sales, and that is point number three. Service over sales. I'm going to tell you guys a story about an 89-year-old man who was snowed in, and I'm just going to tell you the story as I read it in the article, but it really shows you not only what a company can do when, and please get this really quick, when you value stack your employees, when you pour into them, when you give them more value than they can handle, when you do that for your employees, it eventually overflows. Because like, if you take anything, this is science, if you take anything and you pour it into something and you pour too much of that thing into that object, it's going to overflow. If you put more in there than can fit, it's going to overflow. If you put more in there than it can handle, it's going to overflow. It's going to overflow onto the surroundings around it, just like your employee. If you pour so much positivity into your employees, it's going to eventually overflow. If you pour so much value into your employees, it's going to overflow. Hear this story, because I got to think that as I read this story, that my thought was, I've dealt with companies that are 8-figure, 9-figure companies, big companies. And I know that it's not just, decisions don't just get made overnight. Things don't just happen in the spur of the moment. Okay. Things, you can't even get the owner on the phone for a company that's $100 million, $200, $300 million company, $50 million company. You're not going to get the owner on the phone in any situation that I can think of. And so, listen to how this happens. So this means this decision was made at a lower level, is the point I'm making. This was the employees making this decision. Now, here we go. Here's the story. Everyone has a favorite Trader Joe's customer service story, it says, and so do we. One day, an 89-year-old man was snowed in at his Pennsylvania home around the holidays. Shout out to the PA. His daughter was concerned. That wasn't in the story. I added that. His daughter was concerned about getting him food and called a bunch of stores to see if anyone delivered. Trader Joe's broke their own policy to deliver the gentleman's items that fit his low sodium diet. So not only did they go ahead and break their policy and deliver groceries, they adhered. They basically, most people in this scenario would be like, look, you'll get what you get. You're lucky to get anything. Not Trader Joe's. They broke their own store policy to deliver the gentleman's items that fit his low sodium diet, all free of charge. And in fewer than 30 minutes, a Trader Joe's employee was, a Trader Joe's team member was knocking on the door with a full delivery. This blows my mind. This is this idea of, like, I go into these plumbing shops all over the country, even in other countries. I've been up to Canada now a few times. Listen, when you go to these shops and you start training and you start hearing the same things put back, it becomes a pattern. This is a pattern. Service over sales is a mindset. It's a pattern. I always hear this. People say, well, oh, so would you try to sell the old lady that's 98 years old three toilets? And I would say no. For the 0.0003% of our clients that are 98-year-old women on life support, no. I just repair the toilet for free and go on about my day. I wouldn't even ask for a review, and you know why. I mean, I would just go on about my day. But for the other 99.999387% of the clients that we face, I'm going to value stack. I'm going to give service over sales. I'm going to give this customer the experience that they deserve. I'm going to make sure that they get what they called me out there for and more. And if you want that for your employees to do that to your customers, then you got to give them more. You know, employee is the first customer. That was the first point we made. That was the first point this article really made. The second one was value stacking is in their DNA. That was the second thing I learned. The third thing was service over sales. And it's interesting to me that at the third point, when it's service over sales, it draws back to the first. It draws, it's a loop. It's a cycle. I pour into my employee pours into my customer tells the story to thousands of people through a review or somehow an article, and then it pours back onto me. I feel satisfied as an owner that we're out there serving and pouring back and making our community better, and then I pour back into my employee, and then they pour back into the community, and then the community pours back into me, and it's just this cycle. It's biblical. It's scripture. Love God with all your mind, all your heart, and all your soul. And love others just like him. I think it's actually love others just like yourself. The point here, though, is service. The point here is putting others first. The point here is that there's no financial objective involved. It just ends up being a result. Now, I believe you got to be smart in business and have a monetary strategy. You got to have a revenue strategy to every idea in your business, every decision in your business. I get that. This can't be about the bottom line. This can't be about the sale. This has to be about the service. When it's that, you create a cult-like following. When it's that, you create a massive customer following. When you do that, you create a movement. When you do that, people don't leave you. People don't get mad because you're booked out a couple days. Customers don't, you know, they do what they got to do. Sometimes they can't wait. But I promise, if you provide service like I'm training you to do, or I'm teaching you to do, or I'm advising you to do, or hoping you will do, when they do call your competitor at midnight because you don't offer 24/7 service because you actually care about your employees' life as well, they'll prove you right. Your competitor will not be able to match the level of service. Your customer will be reminded on why they only do business with you. And we'll just lock that customer anymore. I'm speaking from experience. Guys, I love you. Listen, go to the Plumbing Sales Coach website. Get the free ebook, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Join us live on the show if you're listening to this. What's the day today? Today's the 1st, July 1st. Yeah, it's hard to keep up. We're halfway through the year, everyone. Hump year? Wait, is it not? I don't think it works like that. All right. Hump week? No, it'd be hump week. It is hump day. It's Thursday. It's not hump day. It's hump week right now. We're like right in the middle of the year. I just made this up on the spot. Hump week? I don't know. All right. Anyways. All right. So here's the thing. It's July 1st. So catch the show. If you missed the show, if you're listening to this after July 1st, go back to our Facebook page, The Plumbing Sales Coach, or our YouTube page, The Plumbing Sales Coach, and catch the show. All right, guys. We'll catch you on the flip. And sorry, I had a message. I forgot to do something. They were trying to get my attention, the producers. But we're just going to roll out. All right, listen. Look, I love you guys. As always, remember, serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh.